It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
All of us have at some time in our life faced disappointment. We know something of the experience that an old man told, which happened to him when he was a small boy. Yes, the old man said, I've had some mighty big disappointments in life. But the biggest disappointment I ever had was when I crawled under a big tent when I was but a small boy. But somebody nearby, listening, wondered what his disappointment was. So they asked him, what happened? Well, the old man replied, I thought it was a circus tent. But after I got inside, I discovered it was a revival meeting. You can imagine the disappointment he suffered. Disappointment can be and often is defeating. John Keats called it the parent of despair, but it need not be. It was Abe Lincoln who said, if the good people in their wisdom shall see fit to keep me in the background, I have been too familiar with disappointments to be very much upset. Life teaches us early that the only person who will never be disappointed is the one who never expects. It was Alexander Pope who wrote, blessed is he who expects nothing, for he shall never be disappointed. If a person is to ever make a go of life, that person must learn to overcome disappointment. For in any struggle, there are bound to be setbacks which will try our endurance. I said disappointment is often defeating, but it need not be. Disappointment can give us new resolve to press on if we will only let it. The carpenter suffered disappointment, you know. Time and time again, he saw some dream vanish down the drain, but he never let his disappointment hinder him in the process of going toward his goal. In each disappointment, he always gathered new strength from his father to press on. And remember that the Father is the best source of strength for us when we face disappointment also. For he is familiar with it, has suffered because of it down through the centuries. So don't give up if disappointment happens to be your lot occasionally. Rain must always fall before the flowers can bloom, and winter is always followed by the spring. Expect disappointment to be a part of life. Face it with a positive attitude, and keep on keeping on. Life simply cannot defeat a person who has about him an iron will, a desire to reach his goal in spite of disappointments which may come his way. There will be, no doubt, many tents we'll crawl under expecting to find a circus, only to find a revival meeting in progress. But who knows? The next time you crawl under the big tent, a circus indeed may be in progress. And even if it isn't, and you again find a revival underway, remember that it's better to be inspired than it is to be entertained.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.